This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day where one of our great institutions, the Supreme Court of the United States, and regardless of where you are politically, you've got to recognize that the Supreme Court has been profoundly meaningful in for good and for evil in the United States. And when I use the term evil, I'm thinking of the Dred Scott decision, which basically said that it was not only impossible to abolish slavery as an institution, but that slaves themselves, and in fact even free black people, had no rights under our Constitution. That's evil. Okay. But the Supreme Court is not judged by the Dred Scott decision. It's judged by the sum of what has contributed to this country, and particularly in getting rid of Jim Crow and getting rid of segregation and getting us closer to equal justice for all. The Supreme Court's played a positive role. I think it just played a very positive role in getting rid of what is called affirmative action, but really are racial-based preferences, which is a negative thing. Right now, the Supreme Court is facing a crisis of confidence unlike anything it's seen before. What does that mean? What will that mean to this campaign? We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. But there's also, every once in a while, a kind of survey that makes you just wonder, who are these people out there that they find in surveys that really sound very, very different from most of the people that I know? And that's particularly true when it comes to issues of prejudice. And there's a story about a major new poll by The Economist and YouGov. And the headline, 1 in 5 young Americans believes the Holocaust is a myth. They asked the question. They asked it very directly. In response to the statement, the Holocaust is a myth, 20% of participants between the ages of 18 and 29 said they agreed with it. Now, you understand how sometimes people from older generations look down on people from younger generations as ignorant fools, but you have a grand total of 50% of people, when it comes to the phrase, the Holocaust is a myth, 20% of participants below the age of 30 said they agree Holocaust is a myth, and an additional 30% said they did not agree or disagree. They had no opinion. In other words, you had only half of the American population, ages 18 through 29, only half who know for a certainty that the best documented crime in human history, and it is just about, never occurred, or we're not sure if it occurred. I don't know, those people just went missing somewhere. Literally millions of people who were killed, and they weren't killed, if you believe the Holocaust is a myth. What's always amazing to me about that is when people can't even begin to answer the question, if the Holocaust was a myth, then why did so many people admit to it and end up, in many cases, imprisoned without really attempting to deny, because that was never for any of those accused war criminals. They didn't say, we didn't do it. They said, we are following orders. And the idea that it was a myth, even the people who were trying to hide the Holocaust, because the first Holocaust deniers were Joseph Goebbels and Hermann Goering and other Tom Nazis. In any event, here's the amazing thing. They also asked people over 65 how many of those over 65 agreed with the statement the Holocaust was a myth. 0%. I mean, can you look at that difference? And then only 2% said they neither agreed nor disagreed. Somehow, people over the age of 65 got a better education, and partially that may be because people over 65, that usually means that you had someone in your family who was directly involved with World War II. My father served in the Navy in World War II in the Pacific Theater. And my uncle Fritz, my mother's brother, who was an immigrant from Germany, served in the Army Air Corps. And my mother's first cousin died in the bombing run at Ploesti when he was 19. Anyway, people experienced World War II, so they were close to it. But there's more in this survey. They also asked a question in the survey, do you agree with the statement, it is anti-Semitic to deny that the Holocaust took place? And believe it or not, a big majority, some 54%, said either they were not sure, or 17% said, no, it's not anti-Semitic. Nothing anti-Semitic to say the Holocaust didn't happen. And there's more. Asked whether or not they agreed with the statement, Jews have too much power in America. 16% of respondents said, yep, that's the case. Those Jews have too much power. 33% said they neither agreed nor disagreed. So, again, you've got this consistent half of young people below the age of 30 who agree with the basic tenets of an anti-Semitic worldview. It's amazing. 20% of people aged 18 to 29 agree that Jews have too much power. In addition, 19% of people 30 to 44 agreed, and only 6% of people over the age of 65. Why the age difference? Well, one of the reasons for that is TikTok. And this is actually a point that is made by someone that one of my essential elements of this radio show is rock star Greg Tomlin. Tomlin has called Senator Fetterman his new favorite Democratic senator. Greg is not a Democrat. But John Fetterman was on CNN with Jake Tapper just a few days before the Christmas holiday, and he was asked about a New York Times poll showing that young voters in the Democratic Party, the progressives, were blaming Israel for the war against Hamas. And this is what Fetterman had to say in explaining it. Listen.
In the Democratic Party, particularly among young voters, when it comes to Israel's war against Hamas, 72% of young voters, according to this new poll, disapprove of how President Biden is handling the Israel-Hamas war. You've been very vocal in your full support for Israel. I see the Israeli flag behind you in your office there. You've been very clearly arguing that Hamas bears responsibility for the tragedy of what's going on in Gaza. Why do you think so many younger people, especially in your party, see it differently?
I really don't know. I do know that a lot of people are getting their perspective from TikTok. And I think if you're kind of getting your perspective on the world on TikTok, it's going to tend to be kind of warped or not reflective of the history and actually the way things absolutely are. And what is very clear is that Hamas started this, and they actually broke the ceasefire, and they attacked and murdered babies, children, women, attacked a music concert, and
And this is, there's more. TikTok, part of the problem. There's another survey, completely different survey, that shows that 60% of young voters believe the terror attack. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is more big news about Lauren Boebert. Remember her? The congresswoman from Colorado. We will get to that. She has made a decision. She is not running for re-election in her district in Colorado, where she has very, very strong opposition. She's moving, and running somewhere else, so she has a chance that she will be returning to Congress. We will bring you up to date on that later on the Michael Medved Show.
It's a freaking joke.
No, it's not a joke. It's the truth, Lauren. We're just talking about two polls, one by the Economist publication and YouGov, and the other by an even more respected polling firm. It's the Harvard-Harris polling. What used to be the Lou Harris was the famous pollster back in the 60s and 70s, and it became Harvard-Harris polling. In any event, the stunning thing about a majority of younger Americans, people below the age of 30, believing that the Jews have too much power, or at least they indicate they're open to that belief. It's only half of people who actually say, no, no, Jews do not have too much power. One of the questions I would ask about this, and think about it seriously, fill in this sentence with any other ethnic or religious group other than Jews. Blank, blank, have too much power in the United States. You know, say men have too much power. Women have too much power. You want to say people of Latino extraction have too much power. How about Hindu Americans or Indian Americans, people from the Indian subcontinent? Right now, two of the four Republican survivors in those debates, Vivek Ramaswamy and Nikki Haley, are both the children, as is the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris. Her mother is an Indian national who immigrated to this country, and the parents of Nikki Haley immigrated to this country, and the parents of Vivek Ramaswamy. So is it true that Indian Americans have too much power? Would anyone say that? Would it occur to anybody? But because there have been conspiracy theories about Jews, frankly, since the early Middle Ages, for a very, very long time, for well over 1,000 years, people believe all of that. And this Harvard-Harris polling survey found that a majority of young American voters believe that Jews should be treated as oppressors, and that Israel should be ended, and that's in quotes, and given to Hamas. They found that 51% of respondents aged 18 to 24 believe the proper long-term solution to the Israel-Palestine conflict is for Israel to be ended and given to Hamas and the Palestinians. Okay, so how is Israel going to be ended without some kind of really hideous Holocaust-like mass killing? By the way, when they asked people over the age of 65, again, only 4% of Americans. Why would younger people be so intensely anti-Semitic? It's a bizarre thing, and it's particularly a bizarre thing when you look at the basic classic Jewish perspective, which has always been that education is the solution to everything. You're not feeling well, you're not doing well, get another degree. Really, this has been a classic view, particularly of immigrant Jewish communities, both my parents being the children of immigrants. There was that idea that when you go to school, you get educated and you get some contact with the truth. And here you have people who are 18 to 24 who are going to colleges and universities in greater numbers than any prior generation. They overwhelmingly believe that, quote, 67% of the same age group, that's people between 18 and 24, including some people who are going to college now, say that Jews as a class are oppressors and they should be treated as oppressors. 60% of the same age group believe that the October 7th Hamas terror attacks and the massacre of Israeli civilians was, quote, justified by the grievance of Palestinians, while 76% acknowledged that the attack in question included rapes and crimes against women. In other words, you're talking about a third of this group say that, yes, there were rapes and crimes against women, but the victims deserve that because of the grievance of Palestinians. 31% of the same age group believe that Israel does not have a right to exist. And this, again, comes to another question for people who deny that there is some anti-Semitism problem in this country, which is, what other country in the whole world do you ever hear people say, should this country even exist? This country has no right to exist. I mean, people don't say that about Liechtenstein. They don't say that about Luxembourg. They don't say that about Monaco. And those are just European countries. Or any other country you might want to name, they don't say that about Botswana. But Israel, yeah, no right to exist. Now, again, there's a history of these people in the land of Israel that goes back at least 3,000 years. I mean, and no right to exist. There's a statement by Robert Kraft, who is the owner of the New England Patriots, who's given about $215 million in donations to trying to fight anti-Semitism. He said this on CNN. Listen, clip 10.
It's really disheartening to see what's going on in this country. You know, when I started this foundation 4 years ago, I saw signs in this country of what was going on in Germany in the 30s. And that's why we started the foundation, to try to educate and help all people understand that we have to stand up to Jewish hate, but all hate. And we've tried to do that through a sense of commercials. And if we don't do a good job controlling it, I think hate leads to violence. And what we're seeing going on in this country now is really scary to me. And it's something we want to work very hard to try to prevent.
Let us hope that he has some success in those efforts. When we come back, surrounding the holiday season, there have been these extremely aggressive protesters. They took another target last night. Actually, it wasn't last night. It was on Christmas Day. And the target was somebody who wasn't Jewish, but anti-Semitic protesters went after him anyway. Why? Well, we'll talk about it coming up.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. More than 3,000 flights within the U.S. are experiencing delays, and more than 40 have been canceled. That's according to data from the flight tracking service FlightAware. The disruptions coincide with a surge in holiday travelers. Unemployment claims rose in the week leading up to Christmas, signaling a further cooling of the labor market. The U.S. Labor Department said initial filings for unemployment benefits rose by 12,000. Republican presidential hopeful Nikki Haley is under scrutiny for her answer to a question about what caused the American Civil War.
I mean, I think the cause of the Civil War was basically how government was going to run, the freedoms and what people could and couldn't do.
Haley gave the answer during a town hall in New Hampshire Wednesday. The voter who asked her the question said he was surprised not to hear Haley mention slavery in her answer. She is the former governor of South Carolina, the first state to secede from the Union. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, one of the elements, I think, of our current day is that for Republicans and for Democrats and for independents and for everybody in between, there continues to be widespread, not universal, but widespread and bipartisan respect for people who have given their lives to military service. And one of those people is General Lloyd Austin, who is the Secretary of Defense of the United States. And on Christmas Day, a group of pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, anti-Israel protesters gathered in front of his home. They went to his home. He's busy trying to defend the United States from Houthi rebels in Yemen, from Iranian-backed groups like the Houthis, trying to defend U.S. interests. He is responsible as the overall head of the Pentagon for the aircraft carrier battle groups that are in that part of the world, trying to defend world shipping. And this is what the pro-Palestinian protesters who greeted Lloyd Austin and family on Christmas Day had to say to the Secretary of Defense. Clip 11.
Austin, we are at your gate!
Austin, we are at your gate!
Justice is our only thing!
Justice is our only thing!
Okay, and what are they trying to say? They're trying to say that because General Austin, Secretary Austin, has, like the rest of the administration, been supportive of Israel's right to exist, which isn't believed in by a majority of younger people. And, of course, these are predominantly younger people who are part of these groups. Part of these groups are trying to disrupt Christmas in Manhattan and Rockefeller Center and elsewhere and disrupt Christmas tree lighting and more to put forward their ideas, which are apparently embraced by a great many young people. Again, a Harvard-Harris poll that shows that 51%, a majority of respondents between the ages of 18 to 24, believe the proper long-term solution to the Israel-Palestine conflict is for Israel to be ended and given to Hamas and the Palestinians. Only 4% of Americans over the age of 65 believe that. Extraordinary. And they go on and they ask, do you agree or disagree that Hamas is a terror group that rules the people of Gaza with force? And actually only 36% believe that Hamas is a terror group. And that after the film that is available, that they took proudly and showed to the whole world. It always strikes me in such a peculiar locution, such a strange way of saying it. But they talk about terror groups claiming credit for hideous massacres. Well, Hamas claimed credit for the massacre that killed at least 1,200 Israelis on October 7th. But people believe that's justified. 60% of the same age group believe October 7th Hamas terror attack and massacre of Israeli civilians was justified by the grievance of Palestinians. And it's not only a grievance against Israel. It's a grievance that is applied by some radicals to the United States itself. And that's because there is this tendency on the left to divide the whole world into the oppressed and the oppressors. And you can't be violent enough or angry enough or harsh enough or murderous enough toward oppressors. And if you're oppressed, well, then you get a free pass. There was this University of Minnesota professor, Melanie Yazzie, who says that the United States is an occupier and needs to be decolonized. She had this to say as part of her holiday cheer.
Hearing people on social media saying, like, oh, land back, like, genocide, does this mean genocide? No. But land back is going to happen. That's going to happen, the indigenous perspective in Turtle Island and how we understand what is also happening in Palestine. And what we really want you to take away tonight is, as Anthony said, we're in the belly of the beast, right? We're all indigenous people who come from nations that are under occupation by the United States government. And, of course, the U.S. bankrolls on the Israeli occupation of Palestinian land. They're one and the same, really. And so it's our responsibility as people who are within the United States to go as hard as possible to decolonize this place, because that will reverberate all across the world, because the U.S. is the greatest predator empire that has ever existed. Right? And so we want U.S. out of everywhere. We want U.S. out of Palestine. We want U.S. out of Turtle Island. Right? And that the goal is to dismantle the settler project that is the United States for the freedom and the future of all life on this planet. It very much depends upon that.
Upon what? Dismantling the United States? The U.S. is the world's worst occupier and oppressor. And there's more. There's a Father Edward Beck, who is a religion commentator and an author on the true meaning of Christmas as he sees it, at least this year. This is clip 9.
Then why do such bad things happen? As we sit here on Christmas, there is still so much pain and suffering, particularly right now in the world. Can you speak to those who feel hopeless this morning, Father?
I don't think, Poppy, we get an answer for the why, but I think the message of Christmas is that God enters into it with us, and we're not alone in it. what I'm so struck by is that the story of Christmas is about a Palestinian Jew. Now, how often do you find those words put together? A Palestinian Jew born into a time when his country was occupied, right? They can't find a place for her to even give birth, his mother. They're homeless. They eventually have to flee as refugees into Egypt, no less. I mean, you can't make up the parallels to our current world situation right now. And so in some way, that is who we believe God becomes, born into that situation. And yet that very man, Jesus, says, love one another.
Okay, this goes to the point that we were making yesterday. There's this piece that's excellent. We have it posted on our website from the Jerusalem Post by Josiah McGee, who's a Christian and educator involved with a group called Passages. And he says, to state that Jesus was a Palestinian often suggests a deeply problematic attempt to force Christians to exclusively view the conflict through the lens of liberation theology. Christians should not allow that to happen. Instead, we should embrace the fullness of Jesus' identity as a Jewish man who cares deeply about both Israelis and Palestinians. The term Palestine itself has a complicated history that contributes to the confusion about Jesus' identity. During their rule, the Romans used ancient Israelite terms like Judea and Samaria to describe local provinces. The Romans did not rename the area Syria-Palestina until the 2nd century. That means in the 100s. As part of an effort to crush Jewish rebellion and erase their sense of ethno-nationalism and connection to their ancestral, indigenous, and historical homeland. Jesus would not have known the name Palestine and certainly would never have considered himself a Palestinian, nor would anyone else who was alive during his first century life. We will be right back with more on madness and how to cure on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends, Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All across America, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is a tradition that Karl Rove has. And it's a tradition of making New Year's predictions. And his New Year predictions for 2024 are out today. And the first thing he does in his column, and Karl Rove, of course, one of the real masterminds behind the George W. Bush governorship and the George W. Bush presidency. And he helped George W. Bush in that long and complicated fight that he had to secure his victory in the year 2000. And even though Trump lost to Hillary Clinton in the popular vote by 3 million, George W. Bush lost in the popular vote by 500,000 to Al Gore. But you'll remember there were, it all came down to a few hundred votes, and that was all it was in the state of Florida. Anyway, Karl Rove has 2024 predictions. And here's part of what he says that we should look forward to for the year just ahead. The S&P 500 will end the year up. He means next year. It certainly will end the year up this year. It's very close. Came very close to an all-time record today. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average was, again, up very substantially today. It was up, well, 53 points. And Standard & Poor's was very close to a its all-time record. It may hit that tomorrow. In any event, he says that the S&P 500 will end the year up, but by less than half this year's gains. This year's gains were historic. The economy will grow by 2% or more. That means the growth rate will be down a little bit. Crime leads to the defeat of progressive prosecutors, very much including George Gascon in Los Angeles. Boy, I hope he's right on that. Wouldn't that be a positive development? The Supreme Court will rule that Donald Trump is not immune from prosecution. He wins Iowa by an unconvincing margin. Nikki Haley wins New Hampshire. Karl Rove wrote this, obviously, before the events of the last 48 hours, which have not worked for Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley wins New Hampshire, unless she receives massive popular and financial support, Trump grinds her down, employing tricks with party rules. Because the overwhelming majority of the people who are controlling the Republican National Committee now are Trump supporters and, in many cases, Trump appointees. Biden versus Trump is a chaotic, nasty mess. Well, it's already moving in that direction. Mr. Biden counts on Mr. Trump being convicted and voters adjusting to inflation's effects. Mr. Trump counts on anger over a politicized justice system and Mr. Biden's age and mental capacity. Most vote for whom they hate or fear less. Mr. Trump is convicted before November, yet wins the election, while Mr. Biden receives a plurality of the popular vote. The race is settled by fewer than 25,000 votes in each of four or fewer states. Third-party candidates get more votes in those states than Mr. Trump's margin over Mr. Biden. God help our country. That's the prediction of Karl Rove. What he's talking about, by the way, all those things he's talking about Biden winning the popular vote but losing in the Electoral College, well, that's what happened with Trump running against Hillary in 2016. In seven of the last eight elections, Democrats have gotten more actual votes than Republicans, which is one of the reasons that people have become convinced, I think increasingly, that the Republican Party needs some work. That kind of a losing streak in popular votes and relying on campaigns like the year 2000 or like the year 2016, that's a tough basis for long-term political success. And he then predicts that the House flips Democratic, the Senate goes the other way, but knucklehead Republicans lose two or three winnable races. Pope Francis keeps shaking the Catholic Church's foundation. He says the Longhorns are college football champs. Now, if that means this year, what he's predicting is that on New Year's Day, the Texas Longhorns, and see, you can't trust him on this, because, I mean, he's a Texan, right? And it's the Longhorns who are playing the Huskies, right, Greg? I mean, that's the at the Sugar Bowl. So we know he's going to be wrong about that prediction. Lamar Jackson will be the NFL MVP. Oppenheimer will win Best Picture. And Cillian Murphy, Best Actor, he's the Irish star who played Robert Oppenheimer. Succession wins the Emmy for Best Drama. For Album of the Year, I'm Still a Swiftie. And here's the epic prediction, the one everyone has been waiting for. I'm Still a Swiftie, he writes, and she and Travis Kelce announced they're tying the knot. Well, that could be something highly dramatic. I mentioned earlier in the show that there was a little bit of upset and difficulty for Lauren Boebert and her congressional seat. And the report by the Associated Press, confirmed by Congresswoman Boebert, is Republican Representative Lauren Boebert announced today that she is switching congressional districts, avoiding a likely rematch against a Democrat who has far outraised her and following an embarrassing moment of groping and vaping that shook even local loyal supporters. In a Facebook video posted last night, Boebert announced she would enter the crowded Republican primary and retiring Representative Ken Buck's seat in the eastern side of the state, leaving the more competitive 3rd District that she barely won last year with less than 500 vote margin, by the way, and which she was in peril of losing next year as some in her party have soured on her controversial style. Boebert implied in the video that her departure from the district would help Republicans retain the seat, saying, "I will not allow dark money that is directed at destroying me personally to steal this seat. We have to protect our majority in the House." That is what Karl Rove predicts they will not be able to do. At the same time, they are able, because of the calendar and the way that it's the races are distributed, they are able to take back the Senate by winning seats as in places like West Virginia and potentially Montana and elsewhere. Boebert called it a fresh start. Well, she's moving into a whole new district, acknowledging the rough year following a divorce with her husband and video of her misbehaving with a date at a performance of the musical Beetlejuice in Denver. The scandal in September rocked some of her faithful supporters, who saw it as a transgression of conservative Christian values, for which Boebert apologized at events throughout her district. She already faced a primary challenge in her district, as well as the general election face-off with Democrat Adam Frisch, a former Aspen City Council member who came within a few hundred votes of beating her in 2022. A rematch was expected, with Frisch raising over $7.7 million so far to Boebert's $2.4 million. If Boebert wins the primary to succeed Buck, she will run in the state's most conservative district, which former President Donald Trump won by about 20 percentage points in 2020, in contrast to his margin of just 8 percentage points in her district. So good luck to Lauren Boebert. We will talk more about electoral strategies and a claim that actually Biden's position for re-election is stronger than many people assume. Who wrote that? Well, it's a Democratic strategist, but it's still a point of view worth considering and answering in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berry stew, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.